I wanted to go through a quick thought experiment with you guys and get your feedback from my fellow rebel capitalists in the community, because we always talk about ending the Fed or abolishing the Fed or just letting the free market work and set its own interest rates, just like we saw back in the 1800s. As a matter of fact, if you haven't noticed yet, I'm actually wearing a hat that says end the Fed. But usually that's kind of where it stops, at the battle cry. We never think about what would happen if we did abolish the Fed. What if the Fed shut down tomorrow, permanently? And I'm sure most of you are asking, okay, George, well, in this thought experiment, does the Fed just sell everything on its balance sheet tomorrow? How does that work? So let's just assume for a moment that the Fed said, okay, we're closing shop tomorrow forever. We're never coming back. We're just going to let the market forces take over. But what we are going to do with our balance sheet is we're going to set it up in a some sort of fund and or some sort of management team. And they're just going to go ahead and sell, let's just say, $100 billion a month until we don't have anything left. That's the game plan. We're just going to set it and forget it. And we're going to get out of the game of, or out of the business of managing interest rates. We're not going to do QT, QE, never again. We're not going to do IOR. We're not going to do the discount rate, the blah, 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 the reverse repo, the standing repo facility, swap lines, none of it, gone. Just let the market take over. The first question I posed on Twitter, and I'd love to get your feedback here, and maybe we can do a little back and forth. What would happen to interest rates? So does anyone have an answer? I'll look at the chat. I know there's a little bit of a lag here, but what do you guys think? If the Fed ended tomorrow, what would happen to interest rates? Let's just start with treasury rates at the front end, middle of the long end of the curve. Would they explode higher? Would they go to 10, 15, 20% because the Fed has been in the game of manipulating the market for so long? Or maybe let's say distorting the market. Or would they collapse because the whole entire economy would most likely collapse? The stock market, for heaven's sakes. Think about what would happen to the stock market. I mean, the stock market's what, down by 80%. I mean, how far down would it go? And if you're someone that says, well, I think rates would explode higher, well, think that one through. If the stock market is down by 50%, do you think that the bond market, that yields are going to explode higher? I don't know. I don't think so. Because what happens to inflation expectations? We talked about that in the last couple of videos. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, well, then once we've kind of come to a conclusion as to what the probabilities are with the treasury market, what happens to other interest rates? What happens to corporate debt? And you'd say, well, maybe those yields crash as well if treasury yields go down. But remember, we've got inflation risk or expected inflation. We've got inflation expectations, but we also have a risk premium on default. So the government isn't going to default directly, most likely, because they owe you a currency they can print. But that doesn't mean that corporation XYZ won't default. So I tweeted this out. We'll get to some of the responses here in a moment so you can see what other people are saying. But the answer I most agreed with will come as no surprise from Lynn Alden. And she said her base case would be treasury yields go down. And this is just in the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. Again, it's a matter of time horizon, right? I mean, just think about what happens in the next month. That doesn't mean that that trend would continue indefinitely into the future for the next 2 years or 3 years. Those are two separate questions. But her base case short term is treasury yields actually go down because of a flight to safety, while at the same time, corporate bonds explode higher because, although they would be competing with those treasuries that have gone up in price, there wouldn't be as much demand, even at a much lower price, a much higher yield, because of the risk premium associated with the corporate bonds, with the Fed out of the game. The Fed put, if you will, the backstop that we saw with the corporate debt market back in March 2020, that is hasta la bye-bye. That is no mas. So would the market panic? Would it freak out? My opinion is yes. Now, you can sit here and debate all day long, like Snyder and Emil, as to whether or not the central bank is central. Technically, I would argue no. But psychologically, I would argue not just yes, but hell yes. So it's a very fascinating thought experiment. And I think it's important to think it through, because whatever conclusions you come to, you can kind of reverse engineer it and then determine how the Fed is or is not impacting the market today. And quite frankly, I think that's the only way to do it. That's the only way to determine accurately, or as accurately as you can, how the Fed is impacting stocks, bonds, interest rates, long end, corporate debt, et cetera, et cetera. Because if you don't go through that thought experiment and reverse engineer it, if you just start from a position of, well, I think the Fed is doing this, 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 and this, I think you're just throwing darts, blindfolded. I mean, you might as well just be playing roulette. It's just a crapshoot, to use another gambling saying. So in order to have any sense of probabilities above and beyond just a 50-50 coin toss, I think you've got to go through this thought experiment. So let's go to Twitter and see what people are saying. So here's the tweet. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. If the Fed permanently shut down tomorrow, and I didn't include what I included on the live stream here again, and just assume all the assets went into some sort of custodian or fund that just set it and forget it. We're going to sell $100 billion a month until we're down to zero. Assume that's part of this tweet. So if Fed permanently shut down tomorrow, what would interest rates go up or down? And I didn't specify which rates, because I wanted to see what people's knee-jerk reaction would be. So here's Lynn responding with this meme, this I love gold. And she wasn't directly responding to the interest rates, but she was saying that basically it would be utter chaos. And what you want to own in chaos is gold. And then Chris McIntosh, who's just as brilliant as Lynn. By the way, as you guys know, these are my two partners in Rebel Capitalist Pro. But I'd be saying that regardless of whether or not I had a business relationship with them. But Chris McIntosh says, ha-ha, as I read George Gammon's tweet, I thought of gold and how it mostly is a hedge against loss of faith, which is definitely what we would see if the Fed closed doors tomorrow. And he says, spot on as usual, Lynn Alden. So let's see, I'm just scrolling through the responses. Here we've got a down. Oh, we've got two downs. Another down. Another down. Okay, so now I'm really surprised, because I tweeted this out last night. So about 3 hours ago or something like that. And initially, pretty much 90% of the replies were up, that interest rates would explode higher, because the rationale given usually was there wouldn't be any buyers for treasuries. No one on earth would buy treasuries. But I don't think they're seeing the whole picture, because right now the Fed isn't buying, and they're still auctioning off treasuries, and those treasuries are going and selling for, you know, the 10-year, let's just call it 2.7%, right around 3%. So I don't think it's accurate to say there are no buyers whatsoever, excluding the Fed, because Fed ain't buying. There's someone else out there that's definitely showing these treasuries are in high demand, especially at the front end of the curve, but even the long end. And I guess there's an argument, and I addressed that on today's whiteboard video, where if they didn't have the assets on their balance sheet, that would be more supply. Supply goes up, therefore price most likely goes down. But that would assume people wanted to sell those treasuries that the Fed was no longer buying, or they didn't want to buy them in the first place. And with those deflationary pressures of the stock market going down and massive corporate bankruptcies, because those interest rates on junk debt and even probably AAA just goes parabolic. So think about the deflationary pressures there. And I would assume most of you on this live stream right now are in the inflation camp, but those same people, I think if I said minus the Fed, would be in the deflation camp. If I said, okay, what if, go back to the GFC, go back to the Cerveza sickness. What if the Fed wasn't there at all or did nothing? Would we have had deflation? I think 90% of you right now would have said, absolutely we would. We would have literally, not just disinflation, we would have seen prices go down because of the bank. We would have a deflationary deleveraging collapse, probably like we have never even seen. I mean, it would make the Great Depression look like a kid's birthday party. So if you're taking out the Fed, and if that does happen, then I think there's a very strong argument, like I said at the beginning, that treasury yields, even on the long end, go down because of that demand, even if the Fed's not there buying, and even if they're selling $100 billion a month off their balance sheet. But my point was, yeah, here, most of the replies yesterday were this, vertical, through the roof, as far as interest rates. But now I'm seeing more guys and gals on the deflation, maybe the lower interest rates. It would be Planet of the Apes, Lord of the Flies. Yeah, that I agree with. Yeah, but again, in Planet of the Apes or Lord of the Flies, in that environment, I think people flock to treasuries. But again, what's weird is other interest rates would probably would most likely go parabolic because of the risk premium that you just don't have with treasuries. Yeah, see, massive sell-off, lots of asks, not bid, no bids. I don't know. I don't know. I think if we go back and look at times when the stock market collapsed, GFC, Cerveza sickness. And I would guess also, if you go back to .com, I would be interested to see what happened on Black Monday in 87. But my guess is bond prices went up because you had capital flight into bonds. Just a guess. I'm gonna have to do that homework, maybe for the next whiteboard video. So now let me go back to the live stream and see what you guys are saying. I'm interested to hear your thoughts. So let's see if I can find someone talking about this specifically. Fed is buying just less. I don't think they are, actually. DD Crew 1 says Fed is buying just less. I don't know. Their balance sheet isn't going down as fast as they said it would with quantitative tightening. But there's a few things that go into their balance sheet. It's not just the bank reserves and the process of QE and QT. Like you got a little bit of, let's see, I don't know how the standing repo facility or the swap lines would impact their balance sheet. Let's see, that would be lending. So they're taking collateral, they're lending, that would be a loan. Yeah, if they're doing those types of transactions, that may offset some of the QT, which would create an environment where although they're doing QT, those other factors would keep the balance sheet close to the same level. So My point is, if the balance sheet isn't going down by as much as you would expect with QT, there could be some things that would explain that. I don't know if they're secretly buying, if they say that they're selling. I haven't seen anything to suggest that, but I'm open. I could be wrong. Foreign buyers. Yeah. I think if you look at the tick data, you see, and this is just based on a podcast I was listening to the other day with Snyder and Emil. The foreign central banks are sellers of treasuries right now, but the private sector foreigners are buyers. So from the private sector outside of the United States, as I understand, you still have significant demand. And so I'm just not sure. Another thing too that I address, and I think I've talked about it a couple times on the last few live streams, but if you take the Fed out of the picture and if you assume rates would go up, okay, let's say they go up at the front end. If they go up at the front end, going to increase deflationary expectations, which if you look at the Fisher effect, would most likely decrease the yield on the 10-year. Just a thought. And I don't think there's any right or wrong answer. But like I said earlier, I think we really need to go through it step by step and try to figure out the probabilities of what would happen so we can reverse engineer it. So then once we come to some conclusions or a hypothesis that we might be able to somehow test, I'm not sure, maybe by backdating it or something, or looking for what has happened in the past throughout history and trying to somehow compare apples to apples, then you can determine if the Fed raises rates, what's most likely going to happen to each individual market based on the impact the Fed is truly having and not the impact we believe the Fed is having. All right. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and leave it there. I've got my message across. I think I've made my point. So I just encourage you guys, when you've got some time, to maybe consider it and try to walk through the steps, because I think it'll make you a better, more informed investor. And I think it'll really improve your framework moving forward. Enjoy your evening, guys. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.